more than enough. Help us to live in the overflow this morning.
In the name of Jesus. Oh.
Create a space that before we talk about where we're going, we're going to take one moment and look back over our shoulders and see how far God has brought us. To see that we would not be here tonight had God not preserved us, protected us, put his hand on us, put angels all around us. And so tonight, may every tongue be loosed from the prison of complaining and find liberty and praise. May every hand be free to clap and to be lifted. May every voice be raised, that wherever the name of Jesus is mentioned, may there be a testimony that the heavens are open, the doors are open, the windows are open, our hearts are open, and he is more than enough. He is our El Shaddai. He is our Lord forever. Everybody that believes it, how to put those hands together, how to lift up your voice right now and sing more than enough.
You can do it all. Overflow.
say, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory.
Now we're going to speak blessing over our generation. We're going to speak blessings, multi-generational favor coming upon you, that God's blessing will put you in places beyond your education, open up doors beyond your training, that God will drop you in the middle of the biggest days of your life, and that God will give this generation an abiding presence, something that you don't have to stir up, something that you don't have to crank up, something that doesn't have to be worked up, but may God set up his tabernacle among his people, and may the presence of God be with you. May God bless you and strengthen this day and this generation in the name of Jesus.
If you believe it, say it.
Israel A New Breed, along with Daniel Johnson and Bishop Michael Pitts, and that was Overflow. Yes, that what God will do. He will supply your every need. You know, when Jesus was ministering, even before he went to the cross of Calvary and had the resurrection and everything else, he gave the disciples and he gave us a semblance of what was going to take place when the Spirit of God was going to be released in the earth. He breathed upon them and they went out and they did great miracles and say came back rejoicing, saying, even the demons were subject unto us because of the wondrous things that came just from the breath of Almighty God. And so, therefore, we have that same ability to banish demons and create healing and set minds straight in the power of Almighty God, because he's still breathing on us, breathing in us through the Holy Spirit. Caroline Mbithi, local artist here on Sounds of Praise. And this is Breathe On Me.
Revive us again, O God, that your people may rejoice in you. Oh God, restore us again. We cry to you, God of our salvation. God, come and fill this empty vessel that I may live again. Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with your power.
It's 7:25 here on Sounds of Praise. And I'm your host, the evangelist and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown. And on this Sunday, August 27th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, we are bringing you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. On this last set, we heard Pastor Marvin Sapp with Holy Spirit Overflow. Israel and New Breed teamed up with Daniel Johnson and Bishop Michael Pitts with Overflow. Caroline Mbithi, local artist with Breathe On Me. Sandy Patty, and another song entitled Breathe On Me. And we just had Carrie Job with Breathe On Us. Yes, we want the Spirit of God to be poured out upon His people and then poured through His people, released through His people to accomplish great and mighty works in the earth. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. 7:37 here on Sounds of Praise, and we have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for the H family and also for the G family, two different families, and they both lost loved ones. The H family and the G family both lost loved ones. We're praying for Tim and Jasmine. Their wedding is going to be next Sunday. And we're praying that God's going to bless in that situation. And they also have purchased a new condo. So we're praying that God's going to provide and bless and strengthen them. And Jasmine is also starting school in this coming month as well. So we're praying that God's going to minister in all those situations, in their wedding, in their new condo. And as Jasmine starts school, Tim and Jasmine, their wedding next Sunday. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. They're praying that God's going to continue to touch her body, still suffering with problems with her back and her eyes, and also deliver her from smoking and also smoker's cough, that God is going to do a tremendous work in her life. Michelle of Medford. We're praying for the Christian Challenge. We've had computer and internet and telephone problems this week. And they all aren't completely resolved. The phone is back on. The internet is working to a degree. But we've got to be able to get into our emails. And so we're praying that's going to be resolved in the next day or two. The Christian Challenge computer, internet, and phone system. Been under the weather since Saturday. Last Saturday. Not this past Saturday. About a week ago Saturday. We're praying for the S family. They have a member who needs a touch from God. The S family who need a family member needs a touch from God. And we're praying for the people in Texas who are under Hurricane Harvey and astronomical amounts of rain expected to fall there. And we pray that God's going to minister and preserve and protect and deliver his people there as well. Let's look to him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, Lord, and we're glad, we're grateful for this opportunity to bring before you the situations that we are faced with, which are far more than we can ask, begin to even think to handle. But we know that you said that we can bring all of our situations before you, and nothing is too hard for you. Nothing catches you by surprise. And so therefore, Lord, we know you're able to minister in each and every situation. We bring the H family and the G family before you right now. They've lost loved ones. We pray you would minister in their behalf. Provide, oh Lord, the direction and the strength that they need during these times. We pray, oh God, you would overshadow them by thy divine presence and let your ministry flow out by the Holy Spirit into their lives and then through their lives. Let souls be saved, and may many be encouraged and strengthened even by all that's going to be taking place even during this time of loss. And may great and wondrous things take place in your life, in their lives, Lord, because of your presence in their life. And we thank you for the reality of the Holy Spirit, who's going to do great and mighty things in the lives of these your people. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Tim and Jasmine, getting married next Sunday, who purchased a new condo. And Jasmine's also starting school in a few days as well. And we pray, oh Lord, you're going to minister powerfully in their lives, Lord. Bless them during their wedding and all the preparations that goes into that, Lord. Bless them with their new home. Pray, oh Lord, you will provide for each and every need, Lord. And as Jasmine is going to be starting school, we pray, oh God, that you would give her all that she needs, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to handle her courses, Lord. And pursue this new course direction of employment that she's seeking, so she might be a benefit and blessing into many lives, and may their lives truly count for you and be sources of your blessing and your strength, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you continue to touch and strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. What the doctors and medicine and science can't do, we know that you're able to do. Deliver her from her back problem, her eye problem, smoking and smoker's cough, Lord. Pray, oh Lord, that you work powerfully on her behalf. May she awake one day and recognize, oh Lord, that you've done tremendous things in her behalf, and may she be a tremendous testimony to others of the wondrous thing that can be accomplished for those who put their faith and their trust in you. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for the S family, Lord, who have a member who needs a touch from you, Lord, we pray you administer power for you in the life of this family, Lord. Pray you would touch this individual, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring deliverance. Bring healing. Bring victorious blessings into their lives, Lord, so their testimony might be even greater in the days which are ahead than they have a testimony right now in you. And may many be won into the kingdom. May many lives be transformed because of all you're going to accomplish, even in and through this situation, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Christian Challenge Ministry, Lord, we've had computer problems, internet problems, phone system problems since a week ago Saturday. And they all aren't quite resolved yet, but we're praying, oh Lord, you brought us through in some of the areas, Lord, you will bring us through completely in all the other areas as well, as we continue to place ourselves into your hands, Lord. And as we know that you're working in our behalf, that we might even expand our borders, we pray, oh Lord, that you would overcome this attack of the enemy, and may we continue to move forward in you and all the things you have called us and directing us to do. Is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:44 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when we're not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number. The phones are working now. 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEY, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Donnelly, VB at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And like I said, as soon as we get our hands on it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, our theme today has been the release of the Holy Spirit. This is part 3 of an ongoing series. I don't know how long it's going to run. I'm going to trust the Lord to lead, guide, and direct in that area. But anyway, we want to encourage you to recognize that the Spirit of God is available to work in us and through us. That's why God sent him on the day of Pentecost. If he hadn't come, we wouldn't be able to reach out and receive the salvation gift of God. But he makes him real in our life each and every day. He doesn't want to be bottled up within us. He wants to be released. And every time we feel the Spirit moving within us, that's a sign of the Spirit of God wanting to work in our behalf. Sounds of Blackness here on Sounds of Praise. Sounds of Blackness here on Sounds of Praise. Every time I feel the spirit. That guitar intro was just sort of like misleading as they really got into it after that was concluded. Anyway, release of the Holy Spirit. We got 10 minutes more. And let's continue here on Sounds of Praise with Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC. And I feel your spirit.
About time for a war cry, though. Get your feet ready.
I feel your spirit.
Forgot what was playing here. Okay, time to put the wraps on this edition of another of Brown Perspective. No, I'm sorry. This is Sounds of Praise. Brown Perspective on Sports was 4 o'clock. Okay. I've been up since 2:30. What do you want? the mats are in the house for another edition of Brutal Brunch, so I'm going to get out of the way before I collapse. After this, I got to get breakfast and go to PBD pick up my grandchildren, so I got a day ahead of me. Okay, so hopefully you enjoyed the program. Next Sunday, I believe we're going to have a tribute to Tim and Jasmine, who are getting married on Sunday. I'm performing the wedding ceremony, in case anybody's interested. Pray for me. And so, therefore, that's going to be a special program. I haven't really put it all together yet. I haven't even told them about it yet, but hopefully they'll hear it wherever they are on their honeymoon. I know they're going to turn on the radio program, right? Forget honeymoon stuff, right? You know, you listen to Sounds of Praise. But until next time, this is your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And then by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.